but it doesn't work. Nothing does. The wallpaper man is used to kids who can get out of bed. Kids who can run. Me, I have no use for legs. ALS took them 6 months ago. Most people are nice enough when they see me. I mean, sure, they stare a little too long and nod a little too hard when they say hello. They're quick to flash me a plastic smile and talk to me like I'm dumb or something. Like I'm a 2-year-old, which I'm not. I'm 16. I just look young. Whatever. I can't say I blame them. Who wants to spend time talking to death warmed over in a wheelchair? I sure as hell wouldn't. I mean, I can't bear to look at myself in the mirror. And why should I? I know how I look. The right side of my face droops like a stroke victim's. Muscles frozen in place and not quite working right. With the other half scrunching tight like I just swallowed a mouthful of sour candy. My eyes are buried in sharp sockets. And my mouse brown hair sprouts from my head in weird directions that don't quite make sense no matter how hard I try to smooth it into place. The worst part is the pain. It's my entire existence. Cramps that go on forever. Muscle spasms and skin sores on my legs. Knees and elbows that lock up like rusty old latches. Despite this, like I said, most people are nice. Everyone except Roger Ellis. I'm in the boys' bathroom, changing my catheter before first period, when the door bangs open to a cloud of polo sport and a heavy set of footsteps. I know it's him before he even speaks.
Hey, look who we have here. It's Nikki Twitch.
Twitch, because it's what my body does.
Leave me alone, Roger,
I mutter. Before I have a chance to brace myself, he's behind me, whipping my wheelchair around in a circle, whooping and sending the contents of my catheter bag all over my lap. The sharp smell of ammonia stings my nostrils as I swipe at my jeans with a nearby paper towel, hoping to mop it up before it soaks in.
Hey, don't freak out, Twitch,
Roger says, rounding my wheelchair.
I'm just messing with you, man. Looks like someone needs to cheer.
The words trail off, the corners of his mouth tugging into an evil grin.
Oh my God, did you piss yourself?
You did, didn't you?
He barks out a laugh.
That's so disgusting!
Wait until everyone hears about this.
Pissing your pants, what a baby.
He spouts a few more jags of laughter and stomps out of the bathroom. I watch him go, rage swamping my chest and my lungs. Roger has everything. Perfect bone structure, broad shoulders, a strong jawline, already sprouting stubble, and girls chasing him everywhere he goes. He even drives a red Dodge Charger, one his lawyer father bought him the day he turned 16. It's not fair. He's everything I want to be, and everything I hate. A ray of moonlight cuts through the blinds and washes over the wallpaper of my room. It's awful stuff. Toy bears marching with trumpets, leading a troop of stuffed animals through a candy cane forest. Rabbits and deer and bug-eyed badgers following behind in a drunken zigzag line, each wielding an instrument of their own, rippling beneath it like he's floating in a pool of oil is the wallpaper man. He has 10-inch serrated fingers that fall past a set of disjointed knees. His angular shoulder blades slope up into a razor blade neck. His skull is long and segmented, punctuated by a jaw that curls inward, bones crackling when he speaks. Ridged eye sockets bulge from either side of his head and shift when he moves. 4 eyes in all. I wish I could see all of him. Somehow it's worse being forced to picture the true horror that lies beneath the wallpaper. The slick rows of teeth that sometimes flicker against it when he speaks. The skin I imagine to be thick and black and reptilian.
Has it brought me a name? Has it brought me the first of three?
His putrid breath seeps through the wallpaper, foul exhalations awaiting my response.
Gives me 3 names, and I will take the pain, yes?
Night after night, it's the same question. Will I give him his gifts? Will I give him his 3 names? And night after night, I croak out.